I'm Avi Arditi with Roseanne Skirbel, and this week on Wordmaster, more of our discussion with Jane Dunphy, director of the English Language Studies Program at MIT, the Massachusetts Institute of Technology.
Our subject is the American style of academic writing, including the traditional five-paragraph essay and the challenges of academic writing for non-native English speakers.
Some cultures graduate students from undergraduate schools without having written basically at all. They have huge classrooms with one authoritative teacher, and authoritarian both, and they work on translation, or they really do learn how to do multiple choice testing very well, that kind of thing, but they haven't been writing regularly for a real purpose.
What tips do you have for English language learners who may be listening to this broadcast and want to improve their writing?
Read. I think reading is really essential for acquiring the knowledge to write a language. I think that you develop instincts that are very hard to learn if you sit down and try to memorize them or try to learn them through translation. For students that are interested in studying in English, a scientific or technical or business field, I think it's useful to look at publications in those areas and look at the language, not just look at the content, but really look at the way things are structured, where the main message comes, how paragraphs work with topic sentences. I think awareness is 90% of success.
Well, let me ask you, I mean, how do you know what constitutes a well-written research article?
Well, the most prestigious journals typically attract the best writing. So any journal that's the hardest journal to get published in your field is the place to go.
And perhaps study groups, you know, working with a friend or bringing these journals into their English language classroom.
Yeah, I think peer review is a really good idea. It's a lot easier to view someone else's inadequate writing or confusing writing than it is your own after you've spent a lot of time writing.
And finally, just to get back to the five-paragraph essay again, any final thoughts about that? I mean, that is the model that is taught. What are the pluses and minuses of that model, and is there another alternative that you like to suggest?
I think it's necessary to know how to do it for any kind of standardized test. I think that students that are studying in an American system in lower grades, not higher education, have to know how to do it. I think the best thing they can do when they get out of those situations is unlearn it, because I just don't think it's adequate for almost anything that we do. The whole idea of five paragraphs is based on three main topics you want to develop. Well, that's a silly way to go about writing about something if you automatically have to limit yourself or expand your point to include three main topics.
Although it is a place to start, it's a way in which to organize your thoughts.
Yep, I agree. It does force you to use paragraphs and topic sentences, which are not a universal either.
And forces you to think, as I'm trying to help my son who's in ninth grade.
Okay. Maybe I'll eventually get your son at MIT, and I'll be saying, forget everything you ever learned
from your mother.
About analyzing literature or anything else.
Well, let me ask you.
Maybe you will.
How do you know when to end one paragraph and to begin the next?
Well, you can either do it by content, or you can do it by length, or you can do it by both. Generally, we have unspoken rules in English that we don't have 10 paragraphs on a page, right? That would be quite unusual to see. We have another unspoken rule that we don't have one. So you do need a break for ease of reading. And that's basically what paragraphs are about. They're about ease of reading. We indent them in most areas to make it easy for the reader to find them. Often, writers go back and put a topic sentence on a paragraph to make it easy to read. They haven't naturally developed a paragraph from topic sentence down, but they go backwards and do it. It relates, I think, to the way we read, too. Now, that could be circular. I don't know if we read because of that or we write.
Yeah.
I don't know how that works.
Jane Dunphy is director of the English Language Studies Program at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology.
You can find the first part of our interview on our website, voanews.com/wordmaster. And our email address is word@voanews.com. With Roseanne Skirball, I'm Avi Arditi.